Morning, everyone. Thank you for waiting. Be welcome to Q3 earnings results of BTG. We have present with us Dr. Augusto Reis, Director of Investor Relations. We inform all participants that we will only be listening during the presentation, that we will have a Q&A session afterwards. So the declaration. So we're going to the disclaimer that the only press information here are based on the information available. Future considerations are not included because they involve uncertainties and premises that depend on events that may or may not occur. Investors may understand that general conditions, economic conditions, and industry conditions may impact the results of the earning results. Now I'll give the floor to Mr. Augusto Reis, that is going to make a presentation. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for your participation in our earning results conference. We're going to talk about Q3 2024 and the accumulated of the first months. Before we go through the day agenda of the day, we're going to focus on the strategic focus of the company over the first 9 years of the company. We continue in a consolidation agenda to look for the improvement of our efficiencies, with a special attention of IC Santana and IC Tatuapé, which are our main launches. IC Santana has 31% of physical execution concluded and according to our timeline. And we follow with the project in line, both in the physical term line, which is making available the funding for the venture and the evolution of financial evolution of the project. With the idea of generating better experiences to our customers, we have our work timeline advanced in 2 months because we anticipated the start of the venture. So the cycle is in line with the initial planning, but our delivery time has the expectation of anticipation in 2 months as well. With regard to IC Santana, we remind you that we launched it in the fourth quarter of 2023, and we are going to start the work in the coming months. We are also working our strategic agenda with regard to a technical aspect of the next launching, legal approvals and all that, monitoring the economic conditions of our sector, and trying to mitigate the risks to find the best moment for us to put our products in the market. Now, talking about the grouping of our shares, we released in the beginning of October that the company called a new meeting for the grouping factor, because having the idea of the values of our share according to DR3, we had the objective of this grouping to be effective to address the regulations of issuers of B3. We proposed a new grouping factor that is going to be of 250:1. On the last 7th of November, we had the assembly of this grouping, but it was not installed because there was not a minimum quorum. And now the company is going to have another call for the second meeting. Beginning with the agenda of our presentation today, starting with slide 3, we're going to talk about the main highlights of this period. In September, we increased our capital by 460 million and we converted for the committed debts. This is one important debt for the deleveraged of the company and improvement of our financial indicators and risk reduction. With that, we reduced, we registered liquid indebtedness of 3 trillion. We also registered a reduction of 58% of the liquid loss. And during the quarter, we had a reduction of 3% of the liabilities, reinforcing the cash and reducing costs in Q3 by selling a land that did not fit our launching strategy. And in our net revenues that were conducted in the period, we had 172% higher in the first 9 months of the year compared with the 9 months of 2023. And our general and administrative expenses were also reduced, and our commercial expenses were reduced by 4%. Going to slide five, looking at the sales development. In Q3, our gross sales total 80,317% above Q3 2023. And over the first 9 months of the year, our gross sales totaled 160 million, which represents an increase of 113% compared to the same period of 2023. We also had, and in the accumulated of the year, we distract a total of 31 million, 31% below of the amount generated in the first 9 months of 2023. Our net sales, they total 68 million in Q3, with regard comparing the Q3 of last year. And this net sales represents 67 million, which is an increase of 709 million compared to Q3 of 2023, which was impacted by the actions, by the shares that we used. So our gross revenues totaled 90 million in Q3 and 46 million in the first 9 months of the year. Total sales also totaled 6 million in Q3, which represents an increase of 180% compared to the first 9 months of the year. Even excluding the shares, we proved to have better results in our sales performance. In Q3, we also passed 34 units, an NGV of 1.4 million, and we passed 108 million units, and that implicates in a reduction of 34% compared to the first months of 2020. Now, talking about our stock on slide six, we show our inventory of what is effectively available for sales. So what is inventory ready, and also our launches. In the end of this quarter, our inventory added up to 166 million, a reduction of 29% along the quarter. And this is a result of the actions that we conducted in Q3. The composition of our inventory, 47% is referring to our two launches. 64% of this inventory is located in São Paulo, which is our main operation place. And the 53% are residential units. Now, talking about our general and administrative expenses were reduced in 34% in compared to Q3, and annually, 22%, especially with service provisioning and legal services. Our services were reduced at 3% in Q3 and 4% in the annual comparison. We started this Q3 of the year, our process of strategic planning for 2025 and for the next five coming years. And reminding you that as part of this process, we are trying to identify initiatives that diminish our DNA in line with our moment in the market, aiming to strengthen our cash to have better investments in the new launches that is fundamental for the consolidation of the company recovery. We aim to conclude this process along this month of November so that we can start the year of 2025 with our strategies defined and evaluate it. On slide numbers nine, we see our extra concordial debt that increased 5 million, 1% during Q3, and in the accumulated of the year, it was 30 million, 3%, due to the accrual of interest and the liberation of the funding for Ixtatuapé. Now going to the non-competitiveness debt was reduced in 160 million, 12%, and in 62 million in the first nine months of 2024, while 160.3 million during Q3 2024. This was mainly due to the payments made through the conversion of credit into shares and property transfers. In total, considering the capital increases already carried out, payments to creditors and actions conducted, the company has already amortized 1.9 billion in concordial debt. Now going to slide 11, presenting a little bit deleveraging of the company. Adding our extra concordial debt and cost to be incurred at the end of Q3, our leverage totaled 1.7 billion, registering a reduction of 8% over the quarter. It's important to highlight that our concordial debt matures until 2042, and it can be amortized through payments in assets and conversion into equity. Our extra concordial debts are still being renegotiated and may be included in the judicial recovery process. On slide 12, talking a little bit about our financial results statement, we recorded a financial loss of 274.8 million in Q3 2024, a 30% increase compared to Q3 2023, primarily due to the reversal of fair value adjustment of the concordial debts that were settled through the conversion of the credit. In the accumulated of the first nine months of the year, we recorded a financial loss of 358 million, which is a reduction of 28% compared to the first nine months of 2023. This reduction in the financial loss was due to the decrease in the company's debt balance resulting from the debt recalculation made in Q4 2023. Regarding net loss, we observed an increase of 22% quarter over quarter and 28% in the reduction year over year. And this was the main impact of the financial result due to the capital increase and the recalculation of ADJ, the fair value adjustment. In general, this was this. I wrap up by here, and I open for questions if you should have any. I would like to remind you that to ask questions, you need to click on the right-hand side in the bottom of the screen on the words that say Q&A. Another way is also you can send questions directly to the Department of Investor Relations with ri@pdg.com.br. And since we don't have any further questions, I'm going to give the floor to Augusto for final considerations.
Thank you, Renato. Thank you, everybody, for participating here with us. I think that the key message was conveyed, especially with regard to our focus on recovering the launches. All our attention is targeted at our sales process, construction process. It is a very important moment for the company. We have been working over a year at Ixtatuapé in line with what was planned, both financially and physically, which is very important and relevant because it ensures that the company is signaling an operational recovery that is very efficient with control, which is fundamental for this recovery process. And we continue focusing on sales of the launches, not only of the launches, but mainly on our ready inventory that generates cash for the company and also following the market expectations, economic expectations, and the expectations of the market as a whole. That is very important for the sector and for us. Thank you very much, and see you soon. The PDG conference is concluded, and have you all a great day. Thank you very much.